You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say this day of the week? Oh, we say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, and we're 1 week already into the month of December. It is the 7th of December, and let's take a look to start off this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3, with a few this morning of things relevant to the date, the 7th of December. Just starting off, of course, there's 24 days left now till the end of the year, and you've got 18 days to get your shopping done before Christmas Day. Armed Forces Flag Day is being celebrated today in India. Eve of the Immaculate Conception and related observances, and these include Day of the Little Candles, which begins after sunset. This is in Colombia. It is the unofficial start of the Christmas season. You've got Quema del Diablo, begins after sunset in Guatemala. Today is also Flag Base Day in Scientology. International Civil Aviation Day today, National Heroes Day in East Timor, and National Pearl Harbor Remembrance today there in the United States.
Good morning, world. Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Checking it.
That's me. Yes, a golden oldies there from the Kaiser Chiefs. Indeed, yes. Well, perhaps not so much golden, more silvery, I guess. Silvery oldies. And talking of oldies, Love Affair and Everlasting Love. Remember playing this back in 1968.
Show. It's better than coffee.
What the hell are you doing here? Gotta miss that face for a couple of years. Last time it was covered in tears. Said I'm so sorry, but then you disappeared. I don't need a reason why everybody leaves sometimes.
I'll say, oh, hello, haven't seen you for a long time.
pretend that it wants to try again. If you think we still got that flame, next time you see me, just say,
oh, hello. Haven't seen you for a long time. How you been? How you been? How you been? Say, how you been? How you been? How you been? Say, I say.
His name is Nico Santos, and the song is Oh Hello. Keep an eye on the time. We're 12, coming down for 12 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour, 7 o'clock, taking us to show time.
I know you wanna leave me.
Temptations.
I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Going off in the distance, that's The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. It was a hit single for them on the Motown label, of course. It was produced by Norman Whitfield and written by Whitfield together with Edward Holland Jr. Yes, you know Holland, those in Holland, don't you? The song peaked at number 13 on the Billboard pop chart and was a number one hit on the R&B chart for 8 non-consecutive weeks. The success of the song in the wake of the relative underperformance of the previous Temptations single, Get Ready, resulted in Norman Whitfield replacing Smokey Robinson, producer of Get Ready, as the Temptations' main producer. It's like being a football manager, isn't it? Or football coach. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It is time for us to, well, to do this. We're about a minute late now with all my talking. It is the shower song this morning. Got something a little bit different for you. Comes from Christina Aguilera.
Deep in.
Oh, that's it. There we go. Christina Aguilera. And seeing as it's Mother's Day tomorrow, that's called Ain't No Other Mama. And that's it. Time to get you out of the shower. On your way to where it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yes, it is WTW, isn't it? Middle of the week. But tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating our mothers. If you've got a favourite song you'd like me to play for your mother during the course of the programme, just drop us a WhatsApp and, well, just get in touch with us. Easy enough to do. All you've got to do is... There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that
dial.
Hall & Oates and Method of Modern Love. Some quick good mornings for this morning. Let's say very good morning. Mary Lou was up bright and early, and she's going to make a nice long week of long weekend of Mother's Day. She's off tomorrow, then spending time with her mum, then going off to the beach, which is all very lovely. And let me see, what else? Oh, yes. Valerie, she sent us a message, a voice message here on there. I'll get to that as soon as I can, Valerie. But anyway, good morning to you. And also, of course, to Renee and Rick over there in Athens, in Greece. Good morning. She says, the drama never stops here. Poor big doggy Roxy is now in a splint. This was after severely spraining her ankle. She has to wear the splint now for at least 3 weeks. Poor doggy. Thankfully, we got our heat working, so at least we're not all shivering. I'm hanging at home, taking care of our gimpy dog and making us some coconut chicken meatball curry for tonight. Please play, would you please play Gloria Gaynor? I Will Survive. Hey, you wanted to leave Panama. Oh, see what happens? Should have stayed put.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServ tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday, the 7th of December. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're exactly 27 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news and business news for this Wednesday. Germany on Wednesday detained 25 members and supporters of a far-right group that prosecutors said were preparing a violent overthrow of the state, with some members suspected of plotting an armed attack on the parliament. Prosecutors said that the group was inspired by the deep state conspiracy theories of QAnon and the Reichsbürger, who do not recognize the legitimacy of modern Germany, insisting the far larger Deutsche Reich still existed despite the Nazis' defeat in World War II. China announced on Wednesday the most sweeping changes to its tough anti-COVID regime since the pandemic began 3 years ago, loosening rules that curbed the spread of the virus that had hobbled the world's second largest economy and sparked protests. The relaxation of rules, which include allowing infected people with mild or no symptoms to quarantine at home and dropping testing for people travelling within the country. Democrat Raphael Warnock won re-election to the U.S. Senate in a hard-fought Georgia runoff on Tuesday, strengthening his party's razor-thin majority as he fought off a challenge from Republican former football star Herschel Walker. Warnock's projected victory was narrow. With 99% of the estimate vote counted, he led Walker by 50.8% to 49.2%, according to Edison Research. A third Russian airfield was set ablaze by a drone strike a day after Ukraine demonstrated an apparent new ability to penetrate hundreds of kilometers into Russia, with attacks on two air bases. The governor said an oil storage tank had gone up in flames, but there were no casualties. In the world of business, stocks eased on Wednesday and bonds remain supported after a chorus of Wall Street bankers warned about a likely recession ahead, tempering optimism about China's major shift in its tough zero-COVID policy. Economic growth is slowing, said Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon. When I talk to our clients, they sound extremely cautious. A weak start across European equity markets set the pan-regional stocks at 600 index for its fourth straight session of losses, down 0.1% by 09.03 at GMT time. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan, that fell 1.5%. That sent the MSCI's benchmark for global stocks down 0.3%. S&P 500 futures were at 0.07% higher, by early morning in Europe, and losses after losses on Tuesday. The Shanghai Composite Index fell 0.4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng slumped 3.2%, and the yuan was down 0.2% at 6.9808, giving up early gains. Oil weakened on Wednesday, with Brent crude falling close to its lowest this year, pressured by concern about recession and easing fears that a Western cap on Russian oil prices would significantly curb supply. Brent crude fell $1.05, or 1.3%, to $78.30 a barrel. This was by 10:20 GMT. It touched $77.74 earlier, the lowest since January the 3rd. U.S. crude was down $1.24, or 1.7%, to $73.01, and touched $72.25, the lowest since December. Microsoft has entered into a 10-year commitment to bring the gaming title Call of Duty to Nintendo. Nintendo Platforms, the chief executive officer of Microsoft Gaming, Phil Spencer, said in a post on Twitter on Wednesday. The agreement will bring the popular first-person shooter series from Activision Blizzard to Nintendo game consoles for the first time. And that's it. Time is 22 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock, and it's time to get back to the music.
There's a dawn. What's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
There's a good version of Delta Dawn, and that comes from Ski Whiff, is the name of the group. We are 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I tell you what, I got to do a little bit of this, I'm afraid. I'm having a little bit of a chuckle here, as you probably gathered. The reason for that is quite simple, is that Renee said, a picture, we were talking, weren't we, about a dog that that sprained its ankle and now has a sort of like a plaster on its leg. But of course, this is the same dog, apparently, that ripped open its ear on a rose bush. This poor dog has got its ears strapped down. It's got its leg in a splint or whatever. I mean, you drag these poor animals halfway across the world. They were really happy here in Panama. They were there in Albrook with plenty of places to run around and have fun. And I can see the expression on the dog's face. It says, what the hell did you do this for? Renee also wishes everybody a very happy Mother's Day here in Panama for tomorrow. Over there in Athens in Greece, apparently they celebrated on the same day as the US of A. And Valerie, good morning to you. I got to hear your message. What a lovely message she sent. Valerie sent a lovely message to us here on the Breakfast Show. She's always listening when she's here in Panama, so we do appreciate that. So thank you, Valerie, for that. And you said that tomorrow being Mother's Day, I can get up and make my wife breakfast. And then she says something about no red wine. What kind of life is this, Valerie? No, we will get up, we'll have our breakfast, and we'll sit on our balcony, which is nice. We look out over the water here. So anyway, you asked if we could play for all the mothers here in Panama a Christmas song. And I thought, well, there's nothing more apt, really, because we all give great thanks to our mothers when a child is born, namely us. And we must be forever grateful to our mums, all right? 15 before 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Johnny Mathis.
The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born, a rosy hue settles all around. You've got the feel, you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. And all of this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor. And misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream and illusion now. It
must come true. Sometime soon, somehow, all across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
Beautiful song from one of my all-time favorite singers as well, Johnny Mathis, and When a Child is Born. And for which we're extremely grateful, dear mothers, for bringing us into this world. Well, I think so. And I tell you what, a little bit of advice. I was blessed. I mean, my mother lived until she was 92. And we spent great time together. She lived out here in Panama for 14 years. She had her own little apartment just across the road from Bell Harbor. And she had a great life. And always with a smile and a joke. And just remember that, you know, mothers aren't forever, unfortunately, so do make the most of your mums while they're still here, because believe me, when they're gone, you'll miss them. Let's take a look and see what the weather forecast is doing. The last 3 days have really, I mean, I'm not just saying it, but have really been like summer. And every year I say that, it's followed by rain. I'm sure we're going to have a bit more rain before summer really settles in, but again, beautiful sunrise this morning. Let's start over in Costa Abajo. Well, I've got Costa Abajo this morning for some reason. Let's go back to Costa Riva, which is where I like to start. 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature over there today, with 23 being the minimum. The thermal sensation is at 35 degrees Celsius, and the relative humidity is at 83%. That's the number I always watch, really, for summer, is when that gets down into the sort of 60s, which is all rather very nice. Moving over to, partially cloudy this morning over there, Costa Riva. Some isolated showers in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight as well. Now, on this side of the isthmus, west Panama, 31 degrees is the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees Celsius being the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, and 78% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning. They say isolated showers this afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Here in the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, 78% relative humidity. No difference there to west Panama. They say it's going to be partially cloudy this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama to the Perlas Islands in that area, 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation. Their relative humidity, though, is up there at 92%, so it's going to be nice, but it's going to feel rather heavy with that humidity. Partially cloudy during the morning this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Well, moving on from there to maritime conditions, let's take a look and see. Let's start with the tides, as we do, starting on the Pacific. High tide, that was at 2:58 this morning, just before 3 o'clock, at 4.75 metres. And low tide, that will be at 9:19 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. And the second high tide will be at 3:32 in the afternoon, 4.51 metres. Low tide, the last one, at 9:35 tonight, 0.64 of a metre. Taking a look at the Caribbean, you've only got one high tide and one low tide. And the high tide isn't going to be until 11:52 this morning. And that'll be 0.4 of a metre. The low tide, that won't be then until 9 o'clock, 8:51 to be precise, is the low tide. And that's tonight, yes, 8:51 p.m. And that's minus 0.06 of a metre. So it takes a long time, doesn't it? Right, now let's take a look at the actual sea conditions, shall we, and see how we fare for that today. Starting on the Caribbean coast, we're looking at good conditions. Light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-northwest during the course of the morning, with 3-foot waves. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. We've got 10 to 15 kilometres an hour winds coming from the northwest and 3-foot waves. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific, because we do have a small craft advisory, no doubt because the winds will be picking up to 30, 35 kilometres an hour, and the direction will be from the north-northeast, with waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory is still still effective, 30 to 35 kilometres an hour winds, north-northeast direction. The waves are going to come down to 1 foot. So there you go. That's your weather report for this Wednesday.
Bye. and keep my head to myself. Think I just a mop, put a mic up on the shelf, in case my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
dressed so fine, lose a bump of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not telling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal?
too. That song is a classic example of Bob Dylan's writing. Like a Rolling Stone. Actually, it all came about due to a tour that he had in England. So when he came back, he wrote it in June of 1965, when he returned exhausted from a grueling tour of England. And he distilled this draft into four verses and a chorus, Like a Rolling Stone, recorded it a few weeks later as part of the sessions for the forthcoming album, which was Highway 61 Revisited. But he was unhappy, actual fact, with the song. He sort of was unhappy with both the song's length at over 6 minutes and its heavy electric sound, and was hesitant to release it. It was only when a month later a copy was leaked to a new popular music club and heard by influential DJs that the song was put out as a single. Now, although radio stations were reluctant to play such a long track, Like a Rolling Stone reached number 2 in the US Billboard charts, number 1 in the cash box, and became a worldwide hit. Critics have described Like a Rolling Stone as revolutionary in its combination of music elements, the youthful, cynical sound of Dylan's voice, and the directness of the question, how does it feel? This is the Mamas and Papas, round about the same time, 60s.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, the cock has crowed and I'm up and about. Yes, indeed, another sunny morning. Yeah, we did get a little sprinkle of rain last night, but it's gotten beautiful. Boy, look at the bougainvilleas. Look at that. Oh, my, what's that Christmas plant called? That's a poinsettia. And my papayas are just, everything's just grown again. I noticed that some of them get a little dry, so I'm kind of wondering how soon I'm going to have to start using the irrigation system again. We have got the bananas are getting very close. Very close. They're hanging nice and low. Ooh, yay! Ooh, yay. So driving into the city tomorrow on Mother's Day, I'm not going to see my mother, but I'll see her on video and say happy day to her. And I hope anyone who has a mother out there, whether it be a four-legged mother or a four-legged children that you have, you wish them all a happy day and enjoy some time with them if you can. I'm going to go into the city so that I can be there for this weekend. This weekend we have the Polar Express. It is the train at the Panama Railway Station is going to load up and imitate the Polar Express. We sold in a matter of less than 30 days 300 some odd tickets for people to ride on that train. It is sold out. It's to raise funds for the Ronald McDonald House, which we are super excited that the American Society and the Ronald McDonald House and the train have come together to put this all in order. So I'll be doing that on Sunday, and hopefully I'll see some of our listeners there, some of you who bought tickets last month or the month before. But until then, I'm going to enjoy the outside. Look at that big old sunshine blowing on. Oh, yeah, look at that. Well, last night, the solar winds or whatever you call them, the summer winds, they were back again in full force. They were blowing like mad last night. And it's time. It's changing. It's going to be summer soon. All right. You all be safe, and I'll hopefully speak to you on Freaky Friday Fun Facts, because I think we're off tomorrow because it's Mother's Day. And until then, back to you in the studio.
Yeah.
ago. What a beautiful version of that. That song, in actual fact, goes back to around about 1861, if I'm not mistaken. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot there by the Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And, of course, plenty of rugby players or rugby audiences there singing in the background. Yes, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot has been sung by English rugby players and fans for some decades now. And there are associated gestures, yes, sometimes used in a drinking game, which requires those who wrongly perform the gestures to buy a round of drinks. Folk singer Joe Staid claimed he introduced it to the rugby fraternity as early as 1960 after hearing it from civil rights activist Paul Robeson. An article published in Tatler in 1966 described a tradition at the West Park Bar at Twickenham of patrons singing the song whilst swaying as one, shoulder to shoulder. It became associated with the English national side as well, in particular in 1988, and they sang that. And it was against Ireland at Twickenham, and England had lost 15 of their previous 23 matches in the Five Nations Championship. Moving on from that, I tell you what, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, and I was rummaging around. I've got my own special Mother's Day song, which I'll play for you in a little bit later on, but I also came across this one, which is very beautiful. It comes from Boys to Men, a song for Mama. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? Boys to Men, and a song for Mama. Right, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly, well, just a few seconds away in actual fact, 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news today, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. Today, by the way, yes, this morning is the 7th of December. We've done our first week into the month of December. Let's take a look at a couple of things relevant to the date. It is, say, 7th of December in the year 1787. Delaware became the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution, becoming the first of the United States. 1815, Marshal Ney, Napoleon's most illustrious general, is executed in Paris for treason for supporting Napoleon at Waterloo instead of arresting him as he had been instructed by the Allies to do. 1817, death of Rear Admiral William Bligh. Remember him? He was a captain of the Bounty. He died when its crew mutinied. And last one for now, 1869, American outlaw Jesse James commits his first confirmed bank robbery in Gallatin in Missouri. And that's it. Back to the music. I tell you what, I got this one. Christaberg. And this is A Fire on the Water.
When I touch you, I can feel you shivering. I can feel your heart is beating fast. We are alone in this crowded room. Oh, tonight there is something happening, and it's something that should never be. But there's a flame over you and me.
Show with Jerry D.
There's something shifting in the air. If I'm not mistaken, dust is clearing everywhere. Memories awaken, my feet on the runway. It's a beautiful day. I look to the sky now. I'm finding my way. I'm flying on my own.
I guess she's on autopilot then. Flying on my own from Celine Dion. Keeping an eye on the time, we are just making our way to 16 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And tomorrow, there won't be a show tomorrow, we'll be back with you on Friday, because tomorrow is a holiday. It is Mother's Day being celebrated here in the Republic of Panama. And I said I have one particular song which I just think really sums up my mother's love and devotion, really, I guess, to me and what she taught me over the years. And I know how much she sacrificed, because her and my father divorced when I was relatively young. And I tell you what, here's an example of how life was in those days. This would have been, I guess, the 1950s. And they went to court for the divorce, which wasn't that easy in those days. And the divorce, the judge looked at, when it came to, you know, the money that my father had to pay to my mother, the judge looked at my mother, and who then, I guess, she would have been in her 30s. And the judge looked at her and said, well, you're a fit young woman. Go out and get a job. Just like that. And I think my father had to pay something like £1 a month or something ridiculous towards upkeep. And my mother sort of scrimped and strave. I mean, she went through some really hard times. She ended up working for the Education Authority in Upminster, where we used to live in Essex. And she got me a good education. I was sent to a boarding school. And then from there, as you probably know already, I went to the airport. But my mother was with me all the time, every step of the way. And so I loved it. She was so thrilled when I sort of started working back on the radio, because she knew that I'd enjoyed it many, many, many years ago when I was in the Air Force. And according to her, I never made a bad program in my life. Oh, God bless her. No doubt she's still listening now. The song that I'm talking about, it comes from Il Divo. And it's just simply called Mama. Listen to the words.
Forgive the times you cried. Forgive me for not making you cry. All of the storms I may have caused, and I've been wrong by your eyes, by your eyes. 'Cause I know you believed, and I know you had dreams. And I miss you, I miss you. Thank you.
Lovely piece of music, isn't it? Chris Stranding. And that was Fast Train to Everywhere. Time on the Breakfast Show, 6.5 minutes after the hour at 9 o'clock. That song for Mama, by the way, that was from Il Divo. And got a little message in here from Mary Lou. She said that, she was telling me a little bit about her story. She says, when I was 12, my dad left the house. Mum raised us four with very little help. Now, no, from what I have heard, all these years, you have never made a bad program. I enjoy them every day. That's from Mary Lou. Thank you for that. You deserve a medal. She says, some mamas are rockers like me. Could you please play Mama, We're All Crazy Now from Slade?
Stop now! all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We've got a groovy kind of love. Anytime you want to, can turn me on to anything you want to, anytime at all. When I taste your lips, oh, I start to shiver. Can't control the quivering inside. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love.
That's the Mind Benders and a groovy kind of love.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Con nosotros, la metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Absolutely. Time on this morning's breakfast show. We're 10 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And let me just remind you about another thing that you can be doing, especially if you want to go out tonight, celebrate Mother's Day. Also, somewhere I like going there on a Saturday morning. Friends and I go there and play lunch. It's like being in Hollywood, though. It's like being in a Hollywood movie, really, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday, and you can book now on 394-6998, or you can WhatsApp on 6320-1013. Located in downtown in Costa del Este. It's the downtown plaza. All right, Frank's Place. That's where you'll find them as you come off the... As you come off the corridor, the entrance into Costa del Este, keep to your right. There's a little slip road there, and you go immediate right, and that's where you'll find the downtown strip mall, and you'll see Frank's Place right on the corner on the right-hand side.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Jacket, you're not so down. You like your life in a
There we go, that's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils bringing us, us into this last hour, this morning's program. We're 15 minutes after 9, keep you 9 the time. Let's say a very good morning to Senor Roberto. Very good morning to you, Roberto. Gave us a call, in actual fact. Don't forget, you can always call Yasmin, 223-5162. And you asked if we could play Can He Love You, like this, from After 7.
And you
was back in 1993 that After Seven released that one, Can He Love You Like This? What a great group they were. Formed, let me see, they were formed back in 1987 by brothers Melvin and Kevon Edmonds, and together with their friend Keith Mitchell. The Edmonds brothers are the oldest siblings, by the way, of pop and R&B singer-songwriter and record producer Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. We're 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Tell you what, we're going to have one more song, and then we're going to check in and see what Yasmin's doing today. And we're going to have a Christmas song. What is more, we're going to have a Panama Christmas song. And it's this one. It remembers the Frantic Ballerinas. Christmas in Panama. Love this one.
It is that time of year again. Even if we're living worlds apart, the ones you love but never far from you, they're always in your heart. My smile is your smile and my hand I'm holding up.
There we go, yes, the Frantic Ballerinas, as they were then, and Christmas in Panama. And they've got that version. They've also got the Spanish version, which is also extremely good. Exactly the same, but in Espanolish. Talking of Espanolish, buenos dias, Yasmin.
Buenos dias, good morning. Happy, what is today? Wednesday.
What a life. What day is it today? I haven't got a clue. What did you say to me just now? Oh, I just remembered. I've got an event I've got to go to at 10. You sure you're not making these up?
Too many things.
Well, it is that time of the year, isn't it? Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes, all sorts of things going on. So what is it you got today then?
Hey, today is the press conference of... it's at the Minister of Culture.
Right. That means it must probably be cultural.
Yes, it's about their Christmas activities.
Oh, okay.
For the whole month.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, they better hurry up because it's already the 7th.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
See, so by the time they tell us, be too late. Because they were telling you, weren't they? Wasn't it the Ministry of Culture you went to the other day and were telling you about the celebrations for Chinese New Year? Or
exactly.
Well, that's next February or something, isn't it?
Yes.
And now they're just doing a Christmas one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
right.
We know where their priorities are, don't we?
Oh.
When you're there, so who is the Minister of Culture at the moment?
It's a woman, but I forgot the name.
Well, you've got about 50% chance of getting that right. Because we should interview her. We should have her on the program. When you go to these events, nobble some interviews, find some interesting people, apart from me.
Yeah, I have to search if she speaks in English.
Yeah. Yes. Well, she might do. She's cultural.
Yeah, maybe today I can ask.
Yes, see if you can nail it. See, would you like to come in and talk to us? She could come and talk to us about next Christmas celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. And everything, because they are doing a lot of things, you know. You
sure.
can check up their Instagram account, and you can see all the activities there.
Okay, good. So is that it for today? Just the one, or...?
Yes, just that one.
Okay, and how was yesterday's events?
Yesterday was fine, the one at the Sheraton.
It was Tuesday, by the way, just in case.
Yes, the one at the Sheraton Hotel, about the... It was kind of a fair, so people were selling their products, entrepreneurs... And it was nice. We saw very nice things, and we had a coffee break there. Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, good. All right.
But it was just one day, so it was hard to, you know, to mention it and tell everyone.
And then you went to a beauty thing.
Yes, but I really left when I arrived.
You left? I just got there, then I left.
Yes, because it was crowded, and you know, I'm kind of scared about a lot of people. It was a little place, but it was good, I suppose.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, you know, with COVID flying around at the moment, because you mentioned, because we would normally have had Andreas in today, but he couldn't come in last week because he got COVID. And then he said this week, he said, I'm feeling a lot better, but he's still positive. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of scary, you know.
I wonder if you eventually get to a stage where you're always positive for COVID-19, but it doesn't affect you. Because, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I've had it a couple of times, you know, with the sniffles and things like that, but you don't even think about it. You don't really know, do you? Because luckily, you've been vaccinated. And, of course, they're talking about the new vaccine, which is going to come in, and anybody over 12 will be able to be vaccinated. It's a new one, which is much better... with the new variants of that. So that'll be good.
Exactly.
I should be first in line. I'll pretend I'm 12 and a half. It's my mental age anyway. And you've got a couple of tracks from this day in music. Where are we going to start?
Let's start with the Harry Chapin.
Okay, yeah, Harry Chapin.
He was born in 1942. U.S. singer, songwriter. 1974, UK number 34 single. How do you say that? W-O-L-D.
Just W-O-L-D. W-O-L-D, yeah.
1974. That's the name of the song.
I guess, don't you say, so yeah, the...
I guess it's just W-O-L-D.
No. His 1974 UK number 34 single, which was WLD, and 1974 US number one single, Cats in the Cradle.
Exactly.
Now, Cats in the Cradle was made as well by somebody else, if I remember rightly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm still looking that up. I think it was Cat Stevens. But I will check. because I like to be right if I can help it. Doesn't always happen. All right, let's try it with WOLD, shall we?
Okay.
I have trouble getting my songs on the radio because they're too long, but this is a song.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy? Oh, remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM job the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been ages since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never. Drinking the dead down my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, hear the boys in Idaho. That's how this business goes. The great good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15.
Tom, you want to sing me the bridge?
I've been making extra money doing high school spot hops. I'm a big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children. And listen what they say to me. Got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a suit to head, and a tire on my back from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away.
Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you could travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this jockin' and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D. 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 I am the morning DJ at K-A-H.
Ha ha. Love that song. We should make that our signature song, really, shouldn't we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Morning DJ and WOLD or Cool FM on the two.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so. What else have we got?
And the next one, let me see, it's Mike Nolan.
Okay.
He was born in 1954, singer with British pop group Box Fizz, who had the UK hits Making Your Mind Up in 1981, The Land to Make Believe 1981, and My Camera Never Lies 1982, and became one of the top-selling groups of the 1980s.
You see? Your Camera Never Lies. Remember that, yes?
I love that title.
Yes. Well, here it is. There we go. Yes, that is the Box Fizz, and My Camera Never Lies.
two songs that I never heard before.
You probably never heard them, because Bux Fizz, do you know why they were found? They were formed?
No.
For the Eurovision Song Contest.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
The British pop, they achieved success in the 80s, but most notably for winning the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Making Your Mind Up, which is one of the ones you mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
The group was formed in early January of 81 specifically for the contest. Mm-hmm. And comprised four vocalists. That was Bobby G, Cheryl Baker, Mike Nolan, and together with Jay Aston. And apparently, this is very sexist, they received attention for the dance routine which accompanied the song, in which the male members of the group ripped the female members' outer skirts off to reveal much shorter miniskirts beneath.
Hmm.
Which just goes to show, if your singing's crap, you can still win by ripping off the dress.
Oh.
I remember that, 1981. Mm-hmm. So that's it then. You're off to your events this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Right.
And we'll be back on Friday, won't we?
Oh yes.
Yes, because you're having
tomorrow.
Your Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day for you for tomorrow.
I have to change my alarm.
Yes, I must remember to cancel mine. Mm-hmm. I have to do that. All right. Yes. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
And bye. We're going to continue. We're going to play that Eurovision Song Contest winning song from Bux Fizz.
Hmm.
How's
good.
About that then?
Good.
Gary D.
I don't
Doing a little bit of Rick rolling there, Rick Ashley. Ain't too proud to beg. We are just 7.5 minutes before the top of the hour. 10 o'clock. Now this one is new to me. It's called the best Christmas song I'd ever heard. Too, I found out what it is actually called. I think somebody must have sent that to me last year and saying it's the best Christmas song I've ever heard. It comes from the Piano Guys, and it's called Angels from the Realms of Glory. Take us out this morning. It's our second piece of music on the show today from Johnny Mathis.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell.
just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me, and I won't ever be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind that drugstores sell. When you reach the heart, where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending is just too hard to take. Walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a freeway script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it right. If you could read my mind, love, my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet. Stories always end, and if you read between the lines, you'll know
there he goes, Johnny Mathis, If You Could Read My Mind. That's it then for this morning. And also, let me just get back to Valerie. Big thanks to Valerie for your message to Yasmin. That was passed on. Thank you so much for that. We're going to be with you again on Friday. Yeah, tomorrow is Mother's Day. We wish and hope all of you good ladies out there, all of your mothers, have an absolutely wonderful day. Get yourselves pampered and taken out for lunch and dinner and everything else, all right? You deserve it. So happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. And we'll be back, as I say, on Friday, the 9th of December. Flying by. Right, thanks go out this morning, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her check-in today. And to Yasmin, of course, here on the Breakfast Show. Our producer, social media, This Day in Music, etc., etc. The list goes on and on and on. Me? I just sit here and have fun. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK. Big thanks to him for background information he gives us that we use here on the program. And most importantly, to you, our boys and girls that are listening this morning. And also, don't forget our friends at Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. And our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. As I said, we'll be back with you on Friday. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the next couple of days, especially tomorrow, you enjoy it, all right? Be safe, don't drink and drive, all right? Go out and have a lovely time with the family, with the mums, all right? That's it. Do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing on Friday morning at 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.